Hello and welcome to Truth in Journalism, a radio broadcast dedicated to applying the Word of God to current events. Well, today on Truth in Journalism, we're going to talk about conspiracy theories. Our story is by Lizzie Dearden, the Home Affairs correspondent at the UK Guardian, and is entitled, Conspiracy Theorist David Icke's Facebook Page Deleted as Pressure Mounts on Social Media Companies. Conspiracy theorist David Icke has had his main Facebook page deleted amid mounting calls for social media companies to combat dangerous misinformation. Icke, a former sports commentator, is a vocal backer of the conspiracy theory that 5G technology spreads coronavirus, which has prompted a wave of attacks on engineers and masts. Doctors, MPs, and counter-extremism campaigners are calling on internet giants to stop their platforms being used to amplify Icke's racism and misinformation about COVID-19 to millions of people. It comes after broadcaster London Live was sanctioned for an interview with Icke, and ITV presenter Eamon Holmes apologized for suggesting that denying 5G claims suits the state narrative. Research by Ofcom shows that 5G conspiracy theories are the most common piece of misinformation that members of the British public encounter online. A letter signed by Dr. Christian Jensen of Channel 4's Embarrassing Bodies, Countdown Rachel Riley, and the former culture secretary Damian Collins said, "In the face of this global pandemic that has already claimed hundreds of thousands of lives, it is more urgent than ever that accounts spreading harmful misinformation are prevented from doing so." Icke, whose other claims include the world is run by reptiles and the royal family are lizards, has linked coronavirus to 5G, blamed Jewish cults, and claimed it cannot be transmitted through physical contact and that people with healthy immune systems are safe. The misinformation, which could cause people to ignore medical advice, has been viewed at least 30 million times according to analysis by the Center for Countering Digital Hate. One video in which Icke claims the Jewish Rothschild family helped plan the coronavirus outbreak is the 27th most viewed video about the virus on YouTube. A report by the CCDH said Icke's online audience has grown by almost 400,000 new followers and subscribers since March, and that both he and online platforms were profiting from advertisements. The letter, which was also signed by campaign groups including Hope Not Hate and the Community Security Trust, was addressed to the heads of Facebook, YouTube, where Icke has 889,000 subscribers, Twitter, where Icke's account has 288,000 followers, and Amazon. "There is a moral duty for each of you to act," it said. "Please remove David Icke from your platforms." It was published on Friday morning as Facebook appears to have removed Icke's main account, which has almost 800,000 likes. But the David Icke headlines page, with a smaller following of 68,000, and London Real, an account with 586,000 followers that regularly publishes interviews with Icke, remained online. A post on Icke's website called Facebook Fascist and included a message from Facebook reading, "Your Facebook page has been unpublished for going against the Facebook community standards on health misinformation that could cause physical harm." Polling previously commissioned by Hope Not Hate found that 51% of British people had heard of Icke, and 1 in 8 had read or watched his claims in the past 6 months. Broadcaster London Live was sanctioned by Ofcom for interviewing Icke, and YouTube and Facebook removed the footage. But the CCDH report said that the piecemeal response allowed Icke to launch a fresh drive for new followers using the publicity, leading to a huge expansion of his audience. Iran Ahmed, chief executive officer of the CCDH, said, "While people around the world make enormous sacrifices to stall this pandemic, social media firms are instead profiting from the proliferation of misinformation on their platforms. Misinformation puts all of our lives at risk by encouraging the public not to comply with clinical guidance. It's time to stop giving valuable airtime on their platform to the most dangerous voices and instead join with the rest of us in trying to contain this lethal pandemic. The reckless endangerment of public safety by greedy social media firms must stop." A spokesperson for Twitter said it was removing coronavirus-related content when it has a call to action that could be potentially causing serious harm. "We will not take enforcement action on every tweet that contains incomplete or disputed information about COVID-19, a statement said. Okay, so there are a lot of directions we could go with this episode about, I mean, just in general about why I think it's probably like a mixed bag to have social media companies monitoring the media on their medium, or on their various media, I should say. So I mean, that's an interesting conversation that probably requires more than 15 minutes, though. Like, that would have to be at least a whole series. But the thing that I really wanted to talk about has actually been a long time coming. Talking about conspiracy theories is something that I've wanted to talk about for years. I mean, literally years. I've been looking for the right time to talk about that on this show, and there just really wasn't the right opportunity. But now here it is. Ha 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 ha. And this is what you've all been waiting for. And by you all, I mean me. And been waiting for, I mean eagerly anticipating something in the news that would give me a viable reason to talk about conspiracy theories. Okay, so first and foremost, if you don't know who David Icke is, good for you. Like, don't worry about it. He is a deeply ridiculous person. And I mean that in the most literal sense of the word ridiculous. He is a person worthy of your scorn and derision and ridicule. You should ridicule him. I would say look up some of his ridiculous and slanderous theories, but I really don't want his various platforms to get more attention, so don't even look them up. I would mock David Icke more than I already mock him, but I'm pretty sure that he's an out-and-out fraudster. I'm pretty sure of that, but I don't mock him more because he may actually be mentally insane. Okay, so, and it's not really nice to mock the mentally insane, so I'm not gonna mock him any more than what is actually required by just simply saying that he's a ridiculous person who says ridiculous things, because that's true, right? Like, you can be mentally insane and say that, like, but like, mocking him more than that, I don't really want to do. I don't want to talk about a crackpot British footballer. I do, however, want to talk about conspiracy theories in general, in the broader sense. Okay, so this week, The Atlantic published a piece that's very worth reading about coronavirus and conspiracy theories, and so did The National Review online. Those are both worth reading. And recently, I've seen a lot of articles about why people believe in conspiracy theories, and a lot of them have been pretty good articles. But today, I want to offer, you know, some input from a biblical perspective on why conspiracy theories are bad, okay? See, conspiracy theories, especially the catastrophic conspiracy theories and the crisis-related conspiracy theories, they flourish when people are afraid, right? And I'm going to say something that's going to sound counterintuitive, so stick with me, okay? People want there to be a worldwide cabal which is responsible for the virus or the economy or wars or whatever. People want to believe that a handful of hyper-powerful and super elite are responsible for all the evils in the world. People want to believe this because it's actually a lot less frightening than reality. Because the reality is that governments fail because they're full of corrupt, lazy, unqualified, and incompetent people. Societies and cultures disintegrate because people are selfish and stupid. Horrific acts of violence happen because people are evil. The frightening reality is that the world's problems aren't the result of a cadre of supervillains foisting their machinations upon the innocent. No, our problems are our own fault. Human frailty and sinfulness cause the failures and tragedies we face. No hero can come and save the day by exposing the evil syndicate. No avenger will stop the powerful few. Nobody can save the day because the problem is us, all of us. People want to believe in conspiracy theories because it means that the world is really under control. It's under evil control, but there's this sense of security knowing that things can actually be managed as long as somebody has enough power, that the world is sufficiently malleable that people and events can be controlled. People want to believe that there's an evil group of elites that run the show because it frees them of the responsibility for the problems in the world. Why should you care about the poor or how to wisely invest or how to build your culture or community or what you should do about the environment if it's all being controlled from the top down by evildoers? You're not responsible for your part in making the world a crappy place if it's all controlled by some wicked big brothers. People want to believe that all of our problems are caused by the shadowy international cabal because that means that we can be heroes who unmask them Scooby-Doo style and we can make the world right. Because brothers and sisters, every dystopia contains a utopia within it. If there's a shadowy evil government ruining everything, then once we undo those scoundrels, we'll have a perfect world. If only we could get rid of the villains, then the world would be perfect. You know, there's a saying I heard when I was young, and it's always stuck with me. The world is either run by idiots who don't know any better or by evil people who do. Now, right now, you're probably thinking, but Lukey-poo, I thought you said your argument was biblical, and I ain't hearing no biblical, so make with the biblical, or your argument is busted. Okay. Don't be so pushy there, imaginary, confrontational, sassy listener. You know, like, in my head, I always imagine that my listeners are really confrontational and pussy and sassy because, you know, my imaginary listeners are driving me to be better and to make more precise arguments. I used to imagine that all of my listeners were caring and supportive and like were just happy for me to be on the radio. And then I got sloppy, right? So ever since then, my imaginary listeners are really pushy and confrontational and sassy. And they're tough on me. And it's tough love. And it's tough love. And I think it works. Okay, but so yes, I'm going to make a biblical case. Why do I think that the world isn't run by a group of corrupt super elites, but by idiots and by the incompetent, and that we're all responsible for the crappiness of the world? Why do I believe that? Because people are crappy. Like that's just how it is. People are bad. Romans 3 says, "No one is righteous. No, not one. No one understands. No one seeks God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good. Not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery. In the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Friends, we don't need to have super duper sinister world leaders. We have regular everyday people to ruin the world. Okay? All people are sinners. All people are fallen. All people are frail. And that's frightening. And people get comfort and security from believing that all their problems and all the problems of society, they're not the fault of people being pretty bad on the whole, but are the fault of the evil conspirators. Friends, people are sinners. The problem our world faces are our own fault. Even in places where there are elites running the show, where there are super elites running the show. Take North Korea, for instance. Korea doesn't work unless all the Kim's underlings do what the Kims say. In police states and narco states, the tyranny only works if people cooperate and collaborate. Terror states only work when the majority of the population are cowardly or corrupt. Conspiracy theories ignore that reality. Conspiracy theories ignore the culpability of all of society for social evils and instead try to place all the blame on a select few. And frankly, that's not only childish and unhealthy, but it's evil. It's scapegoating. Pretending that if only we could take power away from the lizard people or the Trilateral Commission or the Jews or the Rothschilds or the super-duper deep state or the banks or the Bilderbergs or the Build-A-Bear Workshop, it's just scapegoating. It's saying that these people and these people alone are the cause of our problems. That is scapegoating. And that is mob thinking. And that is sub-Christian and that is sinful. And conspiracy thinking is sub-Christian and sinful. And let me lay out why. It's sub-Christian because conspiracy thinking ignores facts and requires shoddy reasoning and placing faith in things that are not worthy objects of faith. Are there bad actors in the world? Let me make this clear. Are there bad actors in the world? Yes, of course, and everyone knows that. Are there incredibly powerful bad actors? Yes, of course, everyone knows that. Are there incredibly bad actors in the world who are doing things in secret? Yes, of course, everyone knows that. No one's denying that. But pretending that these people are lizards, or that the world is flat, or that everything is run by the queen or the Jews requires a person to stop dealing with reality and real problems, and then they try to find an overly simple solution to the problem. It's bad reasoning. And God gave everyone a brain that they are to steward. We are all responsible for what we think and how we think. And a person who's squandering their intellectual potential by laziness and settling for lies because lies are easier than the truth, that's a person who is being a bad steward of their brain. And that is sub-Christian and that is sinful. Now, you might disagree with me. You might not like me saying that, but I firmly believe that to squander your mind is a sin against God. Incidentally, I think to badly steward your body is a sin too. It's funny that we all recognize that being a bad steward of your money is sinful, right? Like everybody knows that. We get that. But we know that bad financial stewardship is sinful. We also recognize that doing drugs and premarital sex are sinful. And that they're bad bodily stewardship. We're okay with that. But you know what? So is gluttony. So is not exercising. It's sinful to not steward your body. In the same way, it is a sin to not steward your mind. God gave you a mind to serve and glorify Him and to enjoy fellowship with Him. If you fill that mind with Candy Crush and paperback novels and idiotic television, that's bad brain stewardship and that's sinful. In the same way, if you fail to use your brain to think critically about the world, about the human condition, about truth and reality, then you are being a bad steward of your brain and you are sinning against God. If you accept conspiracy theories because you're lazy and you think uncritically and you want to believe a beautiful lie rather than the ugly truth, you're sinning. Friends, we have a problem if we think that it's okay to just believe whatever we want about whatever we want. When Christians go in for conspiracy theories, we're not only sub-Christian and we're not only sinning, but we're also opening up the faith to ridicule. We're making Christianity look bad to others. And not only does this hurt the cause of Christ to be slandering people and sounding like shills for a political party, but it makes our faith seem laughable and it drives people from Christ. And you know what the worst part is? The worst part is there is a real conspiracy that very few are concerned about with, and that's Satan's conspiracy to destroy souls. Satan masquerades as an angel of light. He performs counterfeit miracles. He sells people on destructive addictions and sins, and someday he will put his Antichrist on the throne of this world. There is a real conspiracy, and that is Satan's conspiracy. And I wish Christians would stop theorizing about whether the space reptiles came up with coronavirus or whether the earth is flat and start taking the real conspiracy seriously. Satan is real. He is deceiving people, and he is taking them to hell. That's the real conspiracy. But praise God, Jesus is a real hero. Let's talk about the real conspiracy and lead people to the real solution in Christ. I hope and pray we will. And I hope you'll join us again next week for another exciting episode of Truth and Journalism. Thank you, and may God bless your day to his glory.